Hi there, I'm Glenn Williams from The Climate Show with another audio boo, back with my co-host Gareth Renaldin. G'day there, Gareth.
Yeah, good evening, or even good morning to you, Glenn, because we're recording on the opposite sides of the world at the moment. Glenn is having his breakfast coffee in London, and I've just enjoyed a glass of fine Pinot Noir in Waipara after dinner.
Tell you what, the time difference isn't so bad. I guess I don't get to drink. That's probably a good thing, because I'm the one at the controls here. Making sure everything works. So probably tea is better for me. But yeah, this is nice.
It's probably good for my liver too, because I probably shouldn't be drinking too much. So
yeah,
in order to stay coherent.
This is nice though. This is nice. It's been a few months, me settling in the UK, and getting all the equipment back together. But it's nice to make the connection once again and start talking about these big issues around climate change.
Absolutely.
It has been a mad northern summer.
It certainly has. And I have to say that this was intended to be a quick 10-minute kind of proof of concept show so that we could just prove that technology works. And I think we ended up rabbiting on for about 40 minutes, didn't we, Glenn?
Something like that, I think.
Yes. Yeah, so we've extensively covered Glenn's wet summer in London. We've talked about the Arctic sea ice and its possible impacts on the weather. We've had a look at the court case in New Zealand in which the climate skeptic organization lost to NIWA, the climate science organization, in the High Court, which was cause for much celebration around New Zealand's scientific circles. And we gave an extensive plug to my new book. Ha!
Yes, we did. And so we should as well. And people should go and check out all the details of the new book up at hot-topic.co.nz. In fact, you've got a website for the book that you didn't mention during the show.
Yeah, we did. Yes, it's called Burning World Books at WordPress.com. Because the books are set in the burning world, so there's a sort of bloggy thing going on there. I don't know what the hell I'm doing really, because I'm now running three blogs, would you believe, which is absurd.
Crikey, Dick. Talking about different blogs and whatnot, theclimateshow.com is the destination for The Climate Show, and check out the Facebook page as well, facebook.com/TheClimateShow, which is starting to post a lot more sort of climate news up there in between shows.
Plenty of room for discussion there as well, because you can post your own items to the wall on the Facebook page and have a chat up amongst yourselves. So please do use that Facebook facility. It's quite useful.
But as I say, it's been good to connect all the equipment together and for the show to get out there. So this has been really good. Looking forward to another whole series of shows coming up.
Yeah, well, so the story is that over the next couple of weeks, we're going to just put together the next show. Hopefully, we'll get John Cook back into the reins, back into the harness, and ready to give us his unique view of what's going on in the world of climate. And we'll be monitoring what promises to be a really fascinating next 6 months or so as we move out of this record sea ice minimum into Northern Hemisphere winter, moving into an El Nino. We're looking at the AR5, the next IPCC report, the text of that's beginning to get put together. And of course, there's an enormous amount of exciting climate science being done and being published sort of every week. So there's an enormous amount of stuff for Glenn and I to cover, and we're looking forward to getting back and doing it.
Absolutely. So also look out for episode number 28, a shorter climate show episode, as I say, and that'll be coming your way on YouTube or on your audio device fairly soon. But until next time, thanks very much, Gareth.
Thanks, Glenn, and enjoy your breakfast.